same as the Senate then, in other words?
No, this would be the capital budget. We gave them 61 for the operating budget as well, so.
But if you put another 61 in the capital, is that what you were proposing?
In addition to the operating budget.
In other words, the Senate has 61 in for capital, and that's what you're suggesting, we put 61 in for capital.
Because Mr. Rhodes already said it wasn't a budget.
Is there objection to?
You heard that once again.
Huh? All right. The House, as I understand it, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the House puts $61,000 in the operating budget for the Homer. The Senate didn't put anything in the operating, and they put $61,000 in capital. Mr. Rhodes says that they need $120,000. Mr. Buchholz suggested that we put $61,000 in capital, the same as the Senate had, which would actually come up $61,000 for operating, $61,000.
Mr. Chairman, you know, they asked for $120,000 operating. I said, well, they haven't made equipment they can't operate over half a year if they can operate that, so we don't need that much money. So we reduce it. I guess in my request, down to 61.
I would suspect it would be an item for a free conference committee to.
I don't see anything wrong with 61.
Mr. Buchholz has suggested 61. Is there objection to that? If not, let's write anything to this.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, would be McGrath Radio Station, $40,000 capital appropriation. Get their station going.
Request, that's governor, and that's Senate.
Mr. Chairman, we did not provide operating budget for both McGrath and Senate. And it goes without saying then that I don't recommend that they get a capital budget if they don't have any operating funds at this time. This was a matter of the 300.
Okay, what are you suggesting in this proposal?
Just leave it blank.
Leave it blank. Is there objection to that?
Same situation, Mr. Chairman. So the next one was the Sand Point station.
Same suggestion.
Yes.
The next one, you want to hold it? You want, Mr. Chairman, has the Senate recommendation?
No.
Or governor's recommendation?
No.
Next one's the Bureau Radio Studio for Equipment.
I move the 66.0 figure for the.
Did we fund them in operating?
Yes.
Is there objection to the 66 figure? Not.
Mr. Chairman, next would be the Juno satellite payments. We have no recommendation from the governor of San Francisco.
Chairman, I move 25.
Is there objection?
That's going to generate, by the way, about 75 federal money.
What is that? I'll object you for the question.
It's for K2 for their TV, which are just FM TV, which you're just getting into. And for their satellite Earth, they have $25,000, which you need to do that. And federal money shall come along with that to match it about $75,000.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, is a TV relay station from Capital Funding to Copperland, Cooperland.
Senate
is budgeted at $20,000.
It's not on our list, is it?
It should be, page 168. It was an addition by the Senate.
I mean, it's not in
the. Oh, no, it would not be in the book that came from the governor. It's a Senate addition.
Mr. Chairman, I believe this was in last year, you got scratched out.
I'm not sure. I think this was one that was really in there.
I might, nobody here from press, I might make a. Is there? I might make a suggestion that in these areas where the Senate has made additions, unless somebody in the committee is. A particular yen for that one, it's not a bad bargaining position. Once in a while, you know, something where the Senate wants it and nobody in the committee or House is hung up on it to leave that one blank so that becomes free conference time, why, if we go down through here and we agree to everything the Senate wants, then it gets to free conference, then we don't, you know, we've agreed to everything they want, and they don't necessarily agree to everything, you know, so. Well, no, there, you know, from a practical standpoint, there's times if you want to give it a double whammy when the Senate puts something in that we want in, why, that's a good way to keep this for us to go along with their figures. But just a suggestion.
Let me go back to that number.
Well, I think one of our members would object to
that. This interview is awake with him.
He's been here faithfully every meeting. When it comes time to eat. All right.
It's not uncovered.
It's not uncovered yet.
This is not serious.
Oh, all right.
All right. What do you want to do about Cooper Landing? Senate put in $20,000 for it.
Yes, we
did. All right.
Zero
that one.
Mr. Chairman, again, is a new item from the Senate, the Mini TV funding for solar platform during the committees.
Where's that at? Where's solar button here?
It's
new.
Oh, okay.
I think probably.
Chairman, I would move the figure to 45.
Yeah.
45 or 58?
45.
45. Oh, I'm one line down.
Right. All right. Mr. Chairman, yes, Mini TV has support from Gilligan Dillingham for KYU UK.
Mr. Chairman, I move the figure of 0.
Did they get that at the gate?
$58,000. Mr. Chairman, you want me to answer that question?
Yeah. I just wondered.
Oh, well, it won't. The translator would have to be
put in. That should be entitled,
huh? Mr. Chairman, I would move the figure of 58,000.
Is there objection to the figure of 58,000?
Section, Mr. Chairman, the Senate Commission for this program to be support for public radio station KDLG in Dillingham.
Do we have that in the operating?
Yes, yes. Dillingham station has supported the operating budget.
We do have the operating budget?
Yes. Yes.
What does the Senate do in the operating budget?
The same thing. The
same thing with the House.
I believe it's the same.
Yeah. Are you on radio?
How are you?
Where
are we on?
Who is the operating budget?
That's mine.
Is that your answer?
Yeah. But Mr. Chairman, may I ask Nelson's question? It was never requested. That facility was never requested. And the governor never, or the deaf governor didn't react to that because there was no request. And suddenly there is this request. When we held hearings, I don't remember a hearing, a request for this facility.
You're absolutely correct. At the time you were holding hearings, the staff at the Gillingham School District were preparing a plan which reflects this $150,000 figure. Right now they're located in the Gillingham High School. They're taking up additional classroom space, and the facility would not only house the radio station, move existing equipment, but would also be able to house the mini TV station as well. You're absolutely right.
But the request came to our committee during the operating budget, right?
Right.
I mean, we include funding the operating budget.
Right.
But
the operating
budget. Yeah, how can you operate without capital?
But they had a space then, like he says, they were utilizing on the facilities.
Your wishes on that one, Billingham.
Chairman, I move the figure, 150.
Is there objection?
Next group, Mr. Chairman, the programs funded through the State Museum Program.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman?
No, you shouldn't leave that group there.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman? May I ask quick, am I right in Cooper Landing, Building Industry, Zero in Oxford?
No. No, we had three of them. Sandpoint, did you have a?
They had a request in last year for $20,000, I expect.
Did they do this?
Yes. And besides that, my brother moves in.
All right. For God's sake, let's don't fight over $20,000. Anybody object to $20,000 for Cooper Landing? Mr. Swanson?
Yeah. Are we still, where are we now? Are we still under podcast?
Radio?
Right.
Had to gather up my gear here. I move the figure of $5,000 for radio communication system at Chicken. No.
Is there objection from the committee?
What's the motion?
$5,000 for Chicken.
Chicken.
Radio.
All right, there's no objection, I have.
I'm not hungry, thanks.
You just barely made it.
How many people live in Chicken, two?
Colonel Swanson.
Well, in the area, probably about.
Be at ease here just a minute, like blew the chair.
Bring your back. Okay. Are we out of public broadcasting, or are we still in that business?
We just finished up a little radio station.
Chicken out.
Chicken.
Radio station KLUK.
Cluck, cluck.
Chairman, I had one. In addition, it's not in here, but we approved in the operating budget the money for the Lynn Canal broadcasting.
Yeah.
And so we need some capital.
Well, that's fine. How much?
$57,797. $57,800.
Did we put this in?
We put the operating.
The $5,000.
Retains and Skagway, they can both get off the same thing, right?
They're supposed to be able to, yeah. I'm hoping that works out. That's why we're calling Lynn Canal.
Didn't know what it was about. Operating. In order to put them in again.
That other operation.
Well, they're not gonna do it.
I thought you were gonna have to.
Okay. So you want it in or out?
Yeah.
$57,000 for what? $57,800. Lynn Canal Broadcasting.
All right. I, is there objection to that motion? All right. I want to go take liberty of going back here. I'd like to move and bring in Sandpoint. I don't think I'll leave that out.
Mr. Chairman, we didn't put any money.
Trying to leave a little bargaining room, Mr. Chairman.
Well, the problem is.
Put your skate tank in this thing somehow? I got all that stuff somewhere in my files.
Okay, is objection to Sandpoint? All right. Is there any more goodies in the public broadcast?
Chicken.
You got Chicken. You got Chicken. Yeah. Where is it? And the thing,
what's that?
Some mark. I'm just over here cussing, but don't mind me.
Well, yeah.
There it is.
I guess it, you want one of these like this?
That's the original one. Yeah, I'm looking for one.
Oh.
Rodeo.
Is this one still good?
Yeah, that's the second one, that's the updated one. You had an original one, then a revised one put out. It didn't change education or the university, and I don't know what it changed.
All right, we got sewer, okay. Okay, museums. Okay, acquisition. Is there objection to the museum, the three museum appropriations?
What were the questions, Steve?
Are these three museum?
Is there any problem with them?
Is there objection to any of those? Okay, if not, let's okay. Haynes Sheldon Museum construction. Next item.
Chairman?
Yeah.
I'd like to move figure 92.1 there. The history on that thing is they've got it. You know.
Well, maybe
I wouldn't mind. Well, I've got a letter right here somewhere, but the history on it is they started. They started. You don't want to read the letter?
No.
They started the project as a bicentennial commission project back in 75 or 76. They raised quite a bit of money of their own. They got $15,000 from a bicentennial grant and other RDA grants. The problem was when the final bid came in and the construction cost came in, it was $92,100 higher than was originally proposed. So what they've got there, the building was partially done. Carpeting, painting, cedar siding, cedar shakes, and stone masonry work has not been done in the building and can't be done without this additional appropriation.
Condition like that, stuff over.
And I think, you know, it's a worthwhile project. We too bad that the building stands unused.
Okay. Is there objection, Mr. Duncan's motion? Not carried. Next thing is the Visual Arts Center center building relocation. That's a Senate item. What is that all about?
That's a building, Mr. Chairman, that's currently up at the airport. And they currently have to move it.
Oh, I know what.
Anchorage.
The building itself don't cost that much. It doesn't look like it.
What I'm not sure of is if they're moving into another building or building. That's the building they're speaking of, the relocating the exhibit for sure. I'm not sure if they're talking about the building itself.
Maybe we should let them explain it.
I don't know anything about it either. But
well, you know what the building is.
Well, I know what it is. It was a centennial building. It looks pretty good to me, but
it's a school building. It's not really functional for a lot of reasons. And I question whether they ought to.
Well, it is a workshop facility. It's not really a school in a way, but
it's a museum
itself. A section of it is a wing of it is used for display for the artwork the students do.
Okay. How about the transportation museum? We put that thing out.
Just last week.
Video dubbing bank.
This is from the government's package. 10 unit.
I would move the figure 33.9, Mr. Chairman.
All right. film requisition. Is there objection? No objection. Rare last count, can't miss that.
Can we increase the figure?
Yeah, $10,000.
I kind of figure I want to include that myself.
All right, there's Institute of Native Art. Does anybody know what that is? That's the old book I got. I can't figure out where. You see, I
got everything written in it. Maybe I'll get it. All right. Where is it?
Well, I've got my.
All right. Does anybody know what Bethel Kilbuck code upgrade is? I guess it's, I don't know what it is. Does anybody know? Is that a school?
Yes. What is it, Steve?
It is a school. What is it?
That's the name.
What do you say? Discussion. Right here in the book. Okay.
Bethel Kilbuck, right?
These are all schools. All right, I'll move it. $40,000. Bethel Electrical Low Voltage. What is that?
That,
we had no discussion, Mr. Chairman, because that number came through from Governor's office. Request by the district, not supported by the Governor's office. Well, I imagine that it's needed, but it'll be a champion at the time. Six. And Giganek, that's that water, what is that, Miles? This Giganek upgrade, what does that mean?
I'm not sure, Mr. Chairman, that came from Senator Holman. I have no idea.
Well, there's two things in there. There's one is something. Those three items, just
May I ask this? What do they need the old school for? I've been to Kongiganak last summer, and they have a beautiful new school, and the old school, they say they're not using it anymore because it's just too old now. What is the new purpose for that old school?
I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, I can't tell you about this specific case, but I have probably five new schools in my district where they're going back now and utilizing the old school building for some types of recreation and libraries and things like that. And this may be the same thing.
I suspect it is.
Well,
Mr.
Chairman,
anybody know what Atmatluak is, where it is, or what all this is? I never heard of it.
Mr. Chairman, they're all in Representative Guy's district.
Did they change the name of a village or something?
No, that's been there for a long time. I don't know what the projects are right now.
Okay. What are all these electrical upgrades? What are they all about? You know the thing?
I think in most cases it's generators.
It's hard just to new generators for the new school, at least.
So we discuss.
Hey, back home. Well, they don't bother giving you a hell of a lot of backup for it.
Well, you know, a lot of these, what are they, $25,000? Is that what you're doing?
You know, a lot of these things would qualify for the
RDA
grant. That we put into community regional fair. You know, we put $800,000 a year in there. Mm-hmm. All they gotta do is make application and, generate or electrical upgrade for $20,000 would qualify for that.
Yeah. I don't understand it for sure.
How much money do we have?
Put $800,000 this year. Right. And I don't believe they used all last year's appropriation. I mean, there's money there.
We got the Howie report
somewhere. You want to get Allison?
I think the problem for this RDA grants is that no one wants to write a grant application.
I will.
They use it up in administration, Mr. Chairman. That's where the money goes.
No, not on those grants.
The
administration is done in department. The grants, they should be on. I've known several communities here in Southeast that got those grants, generators and everything else.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of making the application. And they're supposed to have somebody in the department who's helping with those applications.
But the money, a lot of the gyms doesn't always just go to them. The money out of the RDA program goes to a lot of other things besides electrical generators.
Or it can go to anything. The community wants to apply for it.
Only, I don't know what it is. $600,000 or $500,000, $500,000 usually goes to that program.
No, we appropriate at least $800,000 this year.
This is
at least that. We've done it every year. And they never use it all. There's always excess left over.
Well, it's goddamn hard to get. I can tell you that.
I've got one community of life, district just one every year.
Well, I've got a lot of those programs.
All right. Well, I think we ought to take a look at that, because if there's something available there, there's no sense on them having to come lobby the legislature every time they meet a generator. For Christ's sake, if they can get it out of the trunk.
Yeah, the only other problem is there is a maximum they can get there, but most of these qualify. Hey, this one got half the
maximum. What kind of sewer are they going to do in Townscale? $60,000. Is that just supplemental to a federal grant? I don't.
Just go.
That's in Phillips. Are we going to be on this another day? Is Phillips going to be just gone one day?
I don't know when he's coming back.
He's coming back today.
He's coming back today. I would ask Mr. Chairman that if we don't complete this.
Well, here's what the problem is. I wanted to have more time to prepare for all this stuff, and it develops that they're demanding that we go to free conference today or tomorrow. So we're going to either go in there with nothing, or we'll go in there with knowing what we're going to do. I'd like to have a little guidance if people know what they're doing, but if they don't, we can go in there with zip. And
I can give you some history on both most of the villages in this part of Phillips area.
Well, I can tell you that
the two villages of Lower Kalskag and Kalskag both are almost total Eskimo villages and have done a terrific job in self-determination. When I represented the area down there, we rebuilt the buildings, all of the homes in both Lower Kalskag and Kalskag, and I can't, because of those 2 years, working with the people, we instituted a request program for some modified, for a well and a shower house, a water house, a place where they could use a community well in both Lower Kalskag and Kalskag.
Well,
I would suspect that this may be just a continuation of that program. That's because I haven't been there since 73.
Well, why don't we do this? Okay.
I think I know what he's done. He's put in the matching money for the bonding proposals. Talk about the Kalskag?
Yeah.
$60,000 is.
Where do you see that, Leah?
It's required match for geo bonds.
Where's that coming?
That's on page 5 or.
5.
On page 6 of the address book.
Oh, I see.
That's general fund versus.
Well, it's. I don't see that it hooks up with.
I don't know if they call it match now, but
I don't think it's a matching thing. It could be because there are federal funds available for sewer projects, and there's an undesignated amount that we put on the bond issue every year for water and sewer projects, and maybe what's happened is there's more federal money than available than we approved in the last bond issue, so you know, this could be the matching money for federal funding, but I don't know whether that's true or not.
No, neither do I.
could we send for Mr. Department of Education, maybe he might know.
George Holman probably put this in, he's the senator.
No, it was in and through the governor's thing.
Yeah, I think
maybe what we're talking about is a central.
They may have got some Village Safe Water Act down there, both of those villages, somewhere in that.
No, that would be appropriated a lump sum. It's a whole lot bigger than that.
This could usually be to finish the
in excess
to do some work.
I think what we might be talking about here is either matching money for federal grants, or it may just be a central sewer system for like a centralized bathhouse or something like that. I've been in the villages too, both of them.
They built
they're
really
upper Kalskag, I think they built with those cabins.
Right.
The BIA
bought self-help program.
Yeah.
Log houses.
That's the best housing
program in the world. I hammered some nails in those buildings.
No question about it.
Yeah, right. Those are fine villages, both of them.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we move to figures?
If Philip don't show up, I'll have you some backup by tomorrow morning for that.
Well, let's move to figures.
I'll call Buster Vanderpool down at ENIAC, and he'll tell me.
I
move
the governor's.
What's Buster doing? Has he got something to do with that REAA?
No, he's a pilot.
No, Buster Vanderpool was a businessman at ENIAC that handled it, was the go-between a lot of the villages, because he speaks Eskimo and coordinates a lot of work.
Well, I know Buster. I've flown with him. Well, anyway, all right.
Sure, he can tell.
I'll move the figures anyhow.
Which figures, Mr. Chairman?
All of them. And all of them that were approved by the governor and the Senate, they're the same.
In
206.5. Yeah. All right. I would suggest that we take those figures, that any figures that are approved in those districts that the governor and the Senate both approved, that we just go ahead and take it. It's a hell of a way to run a railroad, but then again, this isn't really an official. I mean, document anyhow. What we're looking at is some guidance and some stuff.
Well, before we, I think we're gonna have to go back to rural school. Put up the 150 miscellaneous update for that part, because that I don't find anywhere in here, Bob, that I can tie that school.
Yeah.
It's gonna have to go back to upgrade miscellaneous on 150 right from the start. Pardon?
You can tie it in at the end.
Yeah, that's what the Senate did. Anything that didn't fit into the districts that the governor had identified, they tied in at the end.
Or you tie it into miscellaneous?
Well, just identify it.
Just identify it as a line item.
Line item. You better put it in there, you'll get lost in there.
Well, there's, I can tell, let's see here. On the next page, everything is identical except for a Fort Yukon gymnasium improvement. Does anybody know anything about that 37.5?
Where's that at?
Page 302, yes. Short form, page 302.
Where?
Short form, page 302, which would be on page 4 of the document.
37.5?
37.5.
And I see it.
So, are you looking at the, it's on page 4. This is the short reference issue.
Yeah, I got it. I see it.
Well, I'm going to move it bigger. Which is any of the gymnasium improvements of 425,000.
37.5. Does that have explanation?
No, very little. So, if I get to.
Yeah.
Well, did you come up with anything on the Fort Yukon team?
The last correspondence that I had from them was a resolution, and it was for lockers and new baskets, backboards, and stuff like that.
This is for roof.
Well, gymnasium improvements.
Oh, I thought it said roof. When it's in there.
Oh, you're different.
Yeah, that's Fort Yukon. I got it in the form of a resolution that was copied to someone else, and I can't give you the breakdown on it other than upgrading. I'll move the figure.
All right. Okay, so I'd move the Senate figures down to 326. They are the same as the governor's accepted at Fort Yukon issue. There's no objection, that would be adopted. Okay, vocational education building, Hillsboro School. What are we doing plan for that?
What happened? Actually, we're just finishing paying for it. In the 76 bond issue, we had approved $500,000 for the Haynes vocational facility. That was the budget figure then. Because of cost increases and everything else that happened along the line, and with, of course, there's only $380,000 to start with for actual construction. The rest of it was taken out for administrative fees. But because of the cost increases, they just bid the facility about a month ago, and the bid came in $245,000 more than what they got.
Well, what was that doing in the rural school bond issue anyway?
Well, it was,
they got a school district, they got a borough there. What were they doing in the rural school bond issue? I know.
Maine wasn't the only one in there. A number of other school districts, small school districts around were in the bond issue.
Well, that's the reason why we've got this subcommittee trying to decide on some policy to adopt.
I know some folks that think Fairbanks and Anchorage ought to be putting the rural school foundation this year. I'm inclined to go along with it.
I know some that think Jenna should do too. I'm not trying to put anything else on the rural school bond issue. This was a decision that was made 2 years ago. And I guess our decision now is that.
All right, what is the.
Don't do it at all or do.
What was the, Jim, what was the, you know what the subcommittee Ernie is on it? Is gonna come up with 90% got the connection?
I don't know. I haven't even. Tell me, you're on that subcommittee, aren't you?
Yeah, the bill is coming up shortly, except we haven't signed it out. We were considering those schools within boroughs and municipalities, and there was still some question. I think we made some, I'm not sure whether we put it in or not. But we should have the answer by tomorrow.
What effect does that legislation, if it would pass, would that have on a bid that was let? When they're gonna start construction this summer, so when they have the money, if they don't have the money, I guess they won't construct. So they can't construct half the building. Actually, 2 years ago. Let me ask you again your schedule on this, please. On the budget. You gonna have a wrap-up plan?
I say we wanna go to three conferences today.
Are you asking to go to three conferences today?
Yeah. It's the reason we're gonna run this thing further to get some notes for what people want. All right, well, look. I guess we'll put it in there.
I'm not gonna be back here in the morning on this one.
Mr. Chairman, we would work tonight if we work tonight. We are not working tonight.
Well, I got another damn meeting tonight on the Alpetco contract.
Why don't we hold this off until Ernie comes in at least? He has to make a report on his.
Well, they ought to finish the building. I guess it stole how much? $120,000 for administrative stuff?
Yes, that's the information I received. The actual money available for construction is $380,000.
Out of $500 in bond issue?
Yeah.
Is DOT ripping that money off of the Department of Ed? Where the CIP position?
DOT and DOE administer, well, I got the breakdown here. They misled me a little bit. Let me go back on this. Actual construction, yeah, okay. They got some design services, but they don't indicate where that money comes from. School district administration and inspection. They got construction contingency. They got total project contingency. They got DOT and DOE administrative expenses.
21.7.
Yeah.
We've got two contingencies here. Well, total project contingency isn't. That's still in the pot.
Yeah.
That's in case of. All right. So, what was their bid?
The bid came in at $245,000 too high, $745,000.
It's
$745,000? Right.
Well, let me see what. Who was it that made the bid?
Well, I don't have that.
Well, you know, Somebody told me something funny about that deal, and I don't want to tell you the truth. It was kind of like people, they laid off on the bid because there was some guy that was going broke, and they wanted to give him a fat contract so he could get back on his feet. I can't remember what, and nobody else bid. It seems to me that was what it was.
He's not, that's the way we got our consultants around here.
Well,
that's why I was asking, we don't have much time, is the problem. I guess you want to get this thing wrapped up this afternoon, is that your feeling on the whole capital?
Well.
Why didn't you just wait there?
Well, let's make the first pay. All right, well, let's leave that out, okay, for the time being, and we'll get some more information on it. All right.
Mr. Chairman.
What?
Speed this up, you have to go to free conference, why don't those who are known as to what project they want, you can use your own guidance, that's cool. That wouldn't take long to go through that budget here, but.
Let me get an understanding here, what you intend to do now.
Well, wait a minute, we've got to stampede it here. Let's just go through these things, and if the ones we know about, fine, and the rest of them, we just leave them be.
Wait a minute, are you off of education?
Come back later.
Are you off of education?
No.
No.
I'll have to do it.
Before we get out of education, I have a.
It's so squirrely, but I don't know how else to do it.
I have a request before we get out of education.
All right, well, we're not out of there yet. Twin Hills, I think we know about. We've got an appropriation. Where is that appropriation? Is that?
I don't know. We don't have, there's a bill in that that hasn't been acted on as far as I know.
It's over and above the.
It's over in the Senate side now.
I thought we sent it over last year, something like that.
We sent it over.
This is over and above the insurance proceeds or something?
Right, this is over and above that, plus they have to remodel or redesign to take into consideration the Hooch case at both elementary and secondary schools. And they went into their construction funds for another area.
Right.
And this money will be used to
replace the money they.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah. I've got all the backup for you that you need.
Well, we've okayed that, I think.
I
don't. All right, is objection to Twin Hill School? If not, that'll be approved. Galena School is utility, where I would assume that'll be properly explained. Okay, we're still in education. We've come to the end of the Senate.
All right. Last year when we put the money in there for that sewer system, the governor lined item all of it out to $40,000. We left that in for the lift station, but the city of Nemana has since that time approved a bond issue to put in a complete sewer system. That $40,000 is still there, and the school would like to have that money to use to, we appropriated enough money for a band. For the school, with the got no room. They'd like to have that $40,000 transferred to the school to use for the school carpenter class to build a music room. Now, would it be easier just to let the money lapse, or would it be? I'd rather just put appropriation in for the $40,000 for the room for the music room for the school.
I think you put it in there. Rather than let the first thing lapse and put a new money in there, maybe we ought to think about revising that appropriation which we can.
Went to, was, it was to go directly to the school. And this, these two groups down here, Community Education and Department of Public Works, lost the money somewhere, so nobody can says they say they can't find it, they don't know where it is, or just giving me a line of BS, Mr. Chairman.
Now, we appropriated $40,000, and now they say they don't know where it is.
Well, that's right. I get the same song and dance from each of them, pardon?
Who is it that's saying they can't find the money?
Dick Holden, and when I try to pin him down, he says education's got it, I go over and talk to, Dr. Cole over there, he said, well, they've never got it.
Well.
And they're, it's a typical. Just the way they do things, this isn't the first time they've lost the funds.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well.
Lose the funds.
Well, I would be satisfied, Mr. Chairman, with a direct letter here that $40,000 be transferred to the school, because they've never used it.
Well, that's, but I think the thing to do, what we're gonna have to do is to change that line item through the, we could do it right in the text of the bill, it might be an awful lot of trouble.
Well, simplest thing would be just let it lapse.
Well, why don't we put the 40?
And put $40,000 in here for a music room to be a direct appropriation to the school to be used in their carpenter class for the building of that music room.
Okay, why don't we say Nenana Music Room, okay?
Yeah, addition on school.
Okay, will you get us a written backup for it? Okay. Give it to me.
The plans and the letter and can furnish you. I don't know if I can get it to you by, you gotta have it by tomorrow?
No. We'll get to the capital budget by tomorrow, I'm sure.
Well.
But I just think that Dave should have a copy, because once it's approved by three conferences, we go home, the governor goes digging through that and he says, what the hell is this crap? And there's no backup, he just blows it right away.
Okay, well, I can furnish you the backup and the request from the school and the correspondence and.
Okay.
$40,000 for the Indiana School for Music Room.
Okay, is there objection to music? Not music. All right, what else have we got in the area of education?
I've got a request, I'm not sure if she's going to education, I guess it's the best place for it. And kind of a different type of request. Seeing how we fit out the use of that.
I think
I'm working, by the way, on another thing on Haynes that I think it's a good idea to wait, because there may be some federal monies that we can use along the line, but just ask John to check on it. So, but I think probably it should be made through the Arts Council or something. Funnel through to another committee. Let me give a little history. You may be aware, for another year or so, Juno's having a centennial. There's a small centennial project that's being worked on by the Juno Centennial Committee, but they can't raise enough money on their own. And I'd like to, I think maybe we should be doing that anyway, helping communities perhaps reach a historical date. And maybe the last good years for Juno. But what they've got, what they're proposing is a mural that would be painted, which would just depict the history of Juno from the founding back to the gold rush through the mining era and so on down the line. And it would be done by a pretty well-known artist by the name of Don Barry. It's been written up in a number of magazines, Alaska Test Magazine for one, Seattle Pictorial, Seattle Times. Another, what they need.
Is it Don Barry or Bill Barry?
Don Barry. B-A-R-R-I. They're going to raise local money. They're estimating now $20,000 in local contributions. Plus, they're going to get some, about $4,000 or $5,000 from other agencies around, they feel. But in addition to that, they feel they need $45,000 in order to get the project
make it a viable project. What we pay for would be for the artist to do the work. They'd be doing the work on the Marine Park being built down on the waterfront, down past Merchant Court. It would be on the agreed to get a lease on a wall down there. It'd be a large mural. I guess I got mentioned here somewhere. Depicting the history of funeral. I think it'd be a great addition to the park down there. It's kind of a little different type of request, but I'd sure like to see the $45,000.
Wouldn't that be a commerce and economic development under tourism and so on?
Well,
be a better place to put that. I don't know if it has anything to do with it.
Well, I don't know if it does either, except the only thing I can think about with the Arts Council, which involves the education, but that's the only reason I'm suggesting that here. But maybe your suggestion of putting it in tourism in what? Where's that at?
What we're really talking about is commerce and economic development, I think. You're really talking about creating tourism.
Yeah, kind of, in a way, except that dad's, you know, there are developing the Marine Park, which is not only for use of tourists, but for all Junoites, and it would just be a great addition down there depicting the history and getting a project. I don't have any problems putting it anywhere. I just wanted to be sure it got, if I could, get it somewhere and put it through some department to the Juno Centennial Force, which is official information established by the City Borough of Juno. Has been working on numerous projects, and this is one of them, which they've been doing.
That'd be a historical commission, isn't it? Is it not?
School bond, though.
The DLR.
Thinking about the school bond, though?
No.
Not directly, it's university.
Yeah.
We're just taking. Capital portion.
Okay. And if, I don't know where the best place is, but I wanted to suggest this project, and I've got the backup on it. The project would start this summer and probably continue through next year and be done on continuous years. The guy has done a lot of work in Seattle and elsewhere, comes very high.
Probably in category, I guess.
Is this something in the state?
It's probably, as I mentioned, probably not a usual type of appropriation, although it is a project which I think might have particular significance in Juno, plus the fact they are making a local contribution. If they're trying to get the whole thing or not, they are out raising money through various methods in order to do a bunch of things.
They got a $70,000 mural, is that what it is?
No, actually, yeah, about $70,000. I can give you a budget breakdown. The artist, of course, has to come and live in the community to do it. His living cost of commissioning, et cetera, is $38,000. Very, very small administrative cost of $4,000 for administrative cost. It needs some equipment such as scaffolding, rain protection, et cetera, $7,900. And they have to prepare the wall.
What are they going to do about that?
Prepare the wall? That's part of the budget. Point out.
Oh, I see. We ain't got a wall. We got a building.
No, the wall is there. It's a building. Okay. You know where the Marine Park's at? Okay, it's down across, it's down where the parking lot's at down by Merchant Wharf on the downside. The wall that they would be using, and they've already made the approaches, and they can get a long-term lease on the wall. They put a faucet run across the wall. It's the Juno Cold Storage Building. The mural would run the whole length of that building from the street to the waterfront.
How much are they going to pay for a lease on the wall?
$1 a year, just nothing illegal. The building would be there forever. They put a false front on that wall, on that wall from the building itself, and then they paint the mural along there. It's a mural that can be seen, I've been told, from the Douglas side all over town. It could be, I think, a great attraction, and I think a very well done thing. And my feeling is that perhaps we should be doing things for all communities that reach Centennial. So, you know, the one is reaching, the others is wild further along, but it it is a historical day, and the funeral is, probably would have been the capital, but something.
Communities don't have the advantage of knowing exactly when that was started.
We checked that out, and we got a list of the ones that were approaching 100 years.
Started in about 9,000 BC, I don't know.
I don't know, the historical commission, do they administer things? I guess perhaps.
I don't know if they've ever had a capital appropriation or not. Centennial kind of mural sounds like an historical. They might be more appropriate for them to decide what should be in the mural. That's really why I said historical.
Well, I wouldn't, they would either, but they just seem, deciding what should be in the mural. All they are is a funnel for, right. Because that should be decided by the, and it has been decided, we picked history from day one on up.
Okay.
I got all kinds of backup.
Are you, is that a motion?
Yes, Dave, do you think historical commission is an appropriate place to funnel through?
It seems like a historical kind of project.
All right. With, to be funneled through to the funeral centennial.
Hysterical kind of.
Hysterical.
Somehow we want the intent there, the money should go to the funeral centennial. $45,000.
How much do we have?
$45,000.
How much, 35 or 45?
45.
Is there objection to the motion?
Yeah, for the funeral centennial committee for the centennial mural.
Al, okay. You have some?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have an item I'd wonder if the committee would consider, and it's for the school at Shishmaref, desalinization plant. The school has no water, and it's one of these brand new modern products of the state. Kids have ball games. Teams come down from Norvik, and come down from Selawik, come down from, or come up from around the Nome area. And the school has no water.
Why don't they have some? Is there no water there? Is that what the deal is?
Basically, there is water there, but it's salty. The school had a 7,000-gallon rainwater tank, which was designed by our good state people, and when it was full, it broke open and flooded the whole school.
You had the wrong consultant.
I didn't quite hear
Blaine consultant.
Is she there?
And there is a 350,000-gallon or 300,000-gallon water tank, but when that's over, that's it. It takes about 3 days to fill it up, and that could be filled up any of a number of times during the season. And I've checked with the people who run the schools up there, with the Bering Straits District, and they've also checked with the university, and they feel that the figure of $250,000 for the desalinization plant is a livable figure.
Well, who thinks that? I mean, is there a, in other words, a desalinization plant is a pretty big undertaking. It's a pretty big deal, right?
Well,
Are the engineers and people interested?
The people who work in the maintenance department, maintenance and other areas, the superintendent, the whole, that group of people who work with the schools feel that that figure is a figure that they can put the plant in for and operate it for.
Well, they're not going to, I mean, the maintenance people are not going to build desalinization plant. They're
no.
going to have to contract it out, it's a pretty substantial undertaking. I tell you why, I know I'm familiar with the cost of a small one, and the last one I was familiar with was in the lower 48, and it cost about $11 million, and it was a little one.
Well, I have I have to tell you, Mr. Chairman, that the idea of coming up with a desalination plant was my choice of that or nothing, because it's certainly evident that that the state or the Department of Education or Department of Public Works is not going to put a water system into that school.
They gotta have some water from somewhere. What did they planned on storage of rainwater, right, in a tank? Is that it?
7,000 gallons, but that could be used maybe in half a day.
So what is that? That's the thing that broke the tank.
That's the thing that broke. The community has a 300 or 350,000 gallon tank.
How do they fill it up?
With salt water, a little pump.
In other words, the water in the village is salt. It's salty. It's brackish.
There is a creek 7 miles away. People get water by filling trash cans during the summer. During the winter, people get ice.
Well,
I've got no problem if the committee is not inclined to consider a desalination plant, if the committee is willing to consider something else, you know.
Well, we need, sort of need what the something else would be. I certainly think if they built a tank, and the tank didn't work, they ought to repair it and get at it, or if we figure out some better way to do it.
What would have been a better alternative at the time would have been a 750,000 gallon tank. The mobilization costs right now for constructing such a tank would exceed actually the cost of having made a larger tank in the first place. But it does no good to make a larger tank and fill it with salt water.
Well, yeah, if the Thelma Buckhole went out this summer and she's not here, Russ?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just wondering, it seems like a pretty good deal to me if you can get a desalination plant for $250,000. That seems pretty cheap. You can do that.
Well, yeah.
That's the only question.
Well, I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can put a desalination plant in Shishman without What are they doing? What are they doing to contribute to the water, Leo?
We've got a reservoir. It's about a mile and a half out of town, and they pump the water into a 1.5 gallon tank, and they runs through a filter, a water treatment.
So yeah, circulating system.
It's a public health service thing.
Is the river, Shishman Ridge doesn't really have a river or anything, does it?
No, it's just
sitting out there.
It sits on a spit, on little spit. Islands.
Yeah. How about, how far would be the nearest freshwater reservoir pond?
From what the people have told me, there's a salt-free river about 7.5 miles away.
7.5 miles?
Pipeline.
Why couldn't they build a pipeline?
They can, as long as they keep the water running.
Yeah.
They can go to 50 below zero. You don't think so? You want to make a little bet? Here's a chance for you to pick up a few bucks.
Well, I like if there's a
if we've got any kind of written backup on that desalination plan, it might be an interesting thing to explore. But I think, maybe we might know something other than that, than what the maintenance people say they'll need, because they're not going to be able to build it. Maybe. So why don't we leave this one open? Throw a line on it and got it written down. I do think we ought to do something about the water situation, though. And if that tank is broken, then we ought to repair it.
That little 7,000 gallon tank is basically part of an abortion of a building. I wouldn't think of repairing that.
Maybe we ought to build a new one, then a bigger one, something like that. I don't know.
The basic thrust of myself bringing this to the committee's attention is to have water for the school. Whether we put an anchor on a cloud above and keep it raining, that doesn't matter. I really don't care how. I don't care about the desalination plant or 7.5 mile pipeline.
Right.
That's not part of my concern.
Okay.
The fact of getting water is.
Well, you went to Shishman Rapids just now, didn't you? Was it summer, fall or sometime?
We saw that there was a problem in Shishman Rapids where the water, I don't know whether they have corrected it or not. They had leaking tanks that was draining towards parts of the building.
Well, what were they doing about it anyway? Jim Rhodes went to Shishman Rapids too.
Well, they were taking videotapes of it to show it to us, too, for one thing.
Well, what can we do about it?
What kind of a, I might just inquire, what kind of a background did we get on the contractor and the design and the engineers? Anything at all? No one is responsible for designing a thing like that?
State is responsible for inspection, but they stay at the construction camp, so that's where that sits.
Yeah. I think it's probably, a matter of the contractor not being properly supervised, or the state didn't know what they were doing, or the contractor didn't know what they were doing. That's a customary.
Why, they don't hesitate down here in the office to take 2% of every bond issue that goes out for inspection. They get their money before anybody else does.
That's right.
And they get paid. They not only take the 2% out of the total bond issue, they take out $40 an hour for inspection, and they don't go near a building. That was a reason for my question, Mr. Chairman.
What does the Department of Ed say when they hear this, the DOT? What do they say they can do?
The department hasn't said that they can or will do anything. They're aware of the legislation I introduced, but they talk about the high operating costs, the power, and that's a concern of mine. If that thing is going to suck up all the power at Shishman, that's not going to satisfy
you. What are you talking about?
The power to run a desalination plant is high. The energy need. But beyond that, the department has not come up with any plan to address the issue.
I'm wondering, Steve.
Yeah.
Maybe a study could be initiated in that area. I don't know. It seems that there's two or three different options we could take, but I don't know if it would be.
Jesus, I bet you could take a good engineer and just take him to Shishman Rapids and ask him to tell him to look at it. And the guy could probably come up with something that you could do, I can't tell sitting here. Jim Rhodes out there on our nickel this fall. Well, let's leave this open, y'all. Let's see if we can't do it. We ought to be able to do something. We won't make any. We're leaving several things up. But I think we ought to find out what we can, what we really can do. And, you know, maybe just from personal experience with desalinization plants, we've got some in North Carolina, and I just,
Mr. Holmes,
I suspect we can't build one. But let's, if we got, if we can get the numbers. In the meantime, let's explore some other options. Did you, were there?
Well, I don't believe any positive money in the present.
Well. Let me see if
I remember when the governor redlined that money out of the Indiana sewer system, and that's the $40,000.
Can we?
Can you give me any kind of rundown?
Hell, you want to? Sure, where that money was from.
Well, I'm sure there's.
I live in the House Finance Committee. I just cranked another $40,000 into the budget to take care of that problem.
Chairman, if we could return to the Historical Commission for a second.
Okay.
We've got a request for the Kodiak Baranoff Museum. This year they received a grant to do the foundation raise, fix the foundation on the museum. And they also had some money, matching grants from the Park Service to complete renovation of the first floor. They used that match to go to the City Council, and they received a matching grant from the City Council. The City Council originally had planned to use for the second floor, but they gave it to them to use on the first floor as part of the renovation there. So the museum is now lacking funds to do anything on the second floor. They have requested $8,500 from me, and I have some backup in the office, but I don't have it right now. That would be part of the shelving and cleaning up some of the logs and so on the second floor of that building. $8,500.
I move the figure of $8,500.
All right.
That's right. Kodiak.
Kodiak Museum renovation. Call it
second floor.
Burl, I'd like to have a little some backup.
I'll bring the backup up.
So, Dave, give it to Dave, because he's the one who holds all this stuff when the governor comes around and asks what that is to put in. Would you do that? Okay. University was the last page 8 of the little thing there.
Keep going right through education.
Page 12, all right, I got it.
Page what?
Page five.
Page six.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
On the architectural barrier study, when we had a hearing on this, I got the impression that they have to go through the period of time required by HEW, and if they are still studying the barriers, plus there is some funding here to correct those barriers that was requested, then why don't we just correct the barriers as they seem to know what they are, instead of studying the barriers as they exist at the present time?
Well, that's the question I had to start with. And don't they already know what it's all about? What they need?
No, well, that's what I thought. So if they know how to correct them, they certainly know where they are, and it was included in this budget. I don't see it in the
Well, they got $300,000 in the bond issue for removal of architectural barriers,
and
they're of course going to rip off a lot of that for planning and studies and stuff. But for me, I think they know enough about it to go ahead. But,
on page 15 of the proposed capital budget, here it is. $300,000. There's another for overall, and then there's 100 for Ketchikan and 100 for Cambridge.
Page 17 is their explanation of the need for a study money.
Wait a minute. All right, let's take a 10 minute break. Is there objection to the zero figure?
Where are you, Steve?
I am at page 8, and it'll be 238 on the short form that we don't have yet. And but it's on page 190 of the yellow, this thing here.
And 17
this,
under.
This big fat yellow.
And 17 under.
Okay, campus master plan, space utilization, where's that sheet?
I believe it's 192.
192. That master plan is the current plan of philosophy. didn't we ask those guys to come in and give us the numbers on what they're really trying to do is to take care of the planning department. That's what they're doing. I mean, this is
looks to me like they're trying to fund the master plan after they've already had the loads. For example, they're asking for a classroom building in Anchorage, and now they're asking for funds for the master plan. Same thing.
Let's put, you know, this is a lot. Let's just find out what they need to fund. Let's fund all the people who are in charge of deciding whether you build buildings or not, put them on general funds. Then you don't need this kind of crap. I mean, you're paying them already, you don't have to fund this kind of rubbish and keep them on board. They were supposed to have given us that, but I've got so much. Anybody want to? Senate cut them to 100,000.
How about you?
All right. His objection is to zero. There's the next item was added by the Senate, rural medical.
It's a study to indicate whether the WAMI program could be extended in the rural area. How could it do that? I don't know. Maybe that's why they want to study. But it's an attempt to get a rural medical program, but maybe what WAMI is doing is study.
No.
Why wouldn't the post-secondary
study? No. You can't have a medical school all over the place like that. Is that, that's what that's all about.
I don't know much more about it, except that it's a study to look at the potential for a rural medical program and what has been through the WAMI program.
Is that for health aid programs?
No, I told you I don't know about it at this point. I'm not sure.
I know it is, but...
No.
Well, what's it?
That's medical school. You can't have people take it medical. It's got to be centralized, or else the program's not good.
Well, is this a... Is this a WAMI program? Is this what this thing says? Or is this a mini program or what?
It's for medical school. It's not for training like medical aides and nurses.
Is it to put a
thing? It's
a medical school in Alaska? Is that what it's for?
No.
No.
Well, why don't we hold it?
Yeah. Want to dump it?
The next three under library books were the Senate's attempt to move the library acquisitions program for additional volumes out of the operating budget into the capital budget. They moved the $245,000 out of the Fairbanks operating budget request to capital, $150,000 out of the Anchorage operating budget request to capital, $38,400 out of the operating budget to capital.
And then the increased Anchorage, but
and then the increased Anchorage on top of the move. So $150,000 that is moved from operating. The other $350,000 was an increase. Yes.
Does that include the $52,000 that was cut out?
No, that's a separate figure. That's down further. You'll find that under equipment.
It is under equipment.
Yes, it is.
What's the reason for moving it from operating to capital?
I think the amount of the funds to get it out of the operating base, so that it wasn't a base program built in on a continual basis.
In other words, there's one part of the library book acquisition program that is ongoing, that is periodicals and whatever you would expect to expend every year in new books, periodicals, and subscriptions. Now, is that amount in there or is it out?
No, that would not be here. That would be left in the
Was it left?
Yes, it was left in the operating budget.
Were they able to break it out that clearly?
Well, on the form, the backup form the university sent in, you could identify the library book acquisition budgets, and these are the dollars we're talking about. And there is a balance left in the operating budget in this case.
All right. Okay. Well, so in Anchorage tacked on what? Anchorage $350,000.
Yes, moved $150,000 and added $350,000 in addition.
Well, I got it. Got a little suggestion here.
I should point out, Mr. Chairman, when we did the operating budget for the university, did intend to move $100,000 from acreage into that. That was the only one of three.
Well, we took that $52,000 down also.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
In terms of books themselves,
we pulled 52 to the COSI.
That's right.
That's right, 99.5.
Out of acreage. So that would be part of that 500.